This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
13-year-old Madeline Soto celebrated her 13th birthday just the other week. Had friends and family together, got presents, had a great day, and then by the next morning when she should have been going to school, she was dead. She never even got dropped off at school, contrary to what Jen Soto, her mother, claimed, dropping her off with her boyfriend. Or wait, maybe she wasn't in the car. Maybe she was in the car. Maybe she saw her that morning or she didn't see her that morning. Lots of contradictory statements being made by Jen Soto about the whereabouts of her daughter that she supposedly loves. Stefan Stearns charged in relation not to the murder as of our recording at this moment, but in relation to 2 years of abuse, sexual abuse, as evidenced on his very same device that he had in his pocket when all this was going down, and so conveniently tried to do a factory reset on the phone right as they're putting a little microscope on him. They found videos taken in the very small apartment that all three of them shared. Joining me to discuss this case, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Let's start with the interviews and the conversations that Jen Soto had. Even Stefan was on some of those with Fox 35 and Channel 9. Those are two where it's rare in my world, I think probably yours too, where I see something and I just get really enraged because it's so out there with so many red flags. What was your reaction to those interviews?
Yeah. Extremely bizarre. You know, his affect with the, you know, kind of red eyes and rubbing at his eyes, but no tears at all. And it just didn't sound genuine in any way. He was vague. You know, they contradicted each other. And then for her, she had this, in some of the footage, you could see her jittery leg going. Mm-hmm. And I'm always cautious about overinterpreting body language because we're all different and, you know, not everything we do is always meaningful. But that jittery leg showed such incredible, intense anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I almost laughed because I have seen that when I've been getting a sales pitch from a salesman who's lying to me. And the tell is always that leg is jittering, you know, and so mm-hmm. that sort of makes them look like they're shaking, but it's all coming from that leg tell.
Yeah.
And so she was very, very anxious, but then she had this kind of wide-eyed demeanor that, you know, I would think when you're truly worried that your kid, something horrendous has happened to your kid, you're going to have more grief. You're going to have more sadness. It's not going to just be this flat, wide-eyed look. Oh, well, I saw her getting ready for school and this kind of matter of fact thing with that jittery leg. It was odd. And the other bizarre thing in one of the interviews, they were both in the picture at the same time. And Jen was standing over him, soothing Stefan.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
You know, if this was genuine, I think it would be the other way. You know, that Stefan would be trying to soothe a very distraught mother, not her looking like, oh, my poor person here, I'm going to rub your shoulders and, you know, try to make you feel better. What is that about? That was really a red flag.
The whole thing was a horrible red flag. It made me turn red watching it. What you're talking about there with they're hugging and she's comforting and rubbing his back. And if we're to assume, you know, obviously Jen Soto, as of this recording, has not been charged with anything, considered innocent. Stefan has been charged with the child pornography. But if we're to assume, or let's just play that Jen did know that something was wrong, that she did know her daughter was not coming back, because there's a lot of evidence to that in that video, too, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The fact that she could be there holding this man that allegedly killed her daughter, or if something happened, I mean, if she already knew, I mean, it makes you wonder what actually happened here. And maybe it's not intentional. Maybe he didn't intend to murder her.
Right.
Maybe And I don't know, maybe she's the one that should be looked at here. Maybe she's the one who had an accident or something. But it does make me wonder if, like, was there some sort of accident? Did somebody go too far in their abuse and it ended up with someone dead? And the narcissistic world that they seem to live in, they are now in complete worry for themselves. It's not even about, while the rest of the world looks at this going, oh my God, like your daughter is missing and now dead. But if you look at it from the perspective of they already know that she's dead, that would explain that behavior a lot more if you're just concerned for yourself, would it not?
Yeah, definitely. And that was my take, is that, you know, at that point, the point of the interviews, they both knew she was dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think there are several possibilities about a woman in that situation. One is that she's incredibly naive and didn't know that the sexual abuse was going on. I mean, I've seen that happen where it's right under their nose and it's like, how can you not see it? And again, there's that we talk about denial often. Mm-hmm. There's that tendency, well, it's easier for me not to see it than it is to acknowledge it. But there's also a more malevolent type of person who knowingly allows, you know, they'll sacrifice their child just to keep this man in their life, which is absolutely horrendous. And then another possibility, was she being abused? Was she in fear of this person? So she just became so disempowered. I don't get the sense from here if that's the case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.